greatest entertainers in America, men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Howard Petrie pulling up the curtain on another Command Performance. Half an hour of the kind of stuff you order in those letters to Old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the show tonight is an old friend of ours, just back from a triumphant personal appearance tour of the country. It's the vivacious gal who makes the boys sigh, the singing type charmer, Lena Romay.
Thank you so much. Hello again, gang. And let's tee right off with a tune for the guys and gals at Army Navy General in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day, a day, a day, a day. So tico, tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo, but if I'm late, woo-hoo, the one my heart belongs to may not want to wait. My boat, porque se acaba comiendo cuba entero. Tiene ese tico de lado, si mamá me boba, tan alta puse que le puse pinicar. El chapis tico para verse con sequilla, bota el pinta para verse la comilla, bota un gato me espanta le mal capo. Tico, 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 tico.
And all the stuff like that there.
Well, Lena, tell me, who's our first visitor in Old Command tonight?
Well, Howard, we thought that the show could use a touch of culture. So we invited a very learned man to lecture for us. And here he is, eminent educator, scholar, and a man of letters, Mr. Roger Price.
Thank you. You know, the past few months, I've spent a lot of time, since I got out here, I've spent a lot of time studying and analyzing the members of my family. And people, too. And I went home one night, the other night, I went home, I was worried. I started to hear a little voice inside my head. Yeah. Now, first, I didn't mind the little voice inside my head, because on Thursdays, it gave race results. But then the voice got worse, I started worried so much. Neglected work on my invention. New thing, I'm working on a new kind of television set. Television set with a screen 1 inch high and 15 inches long. For people who squint. The voice in my head got worse. Didn't get better, and I finally decided I better go see a psychiatrist, a brain doctor, you know? Because we had trouble in our family before. There was a time when my father used to think he was a chicken. For months, father thought he was a chicken. We would have had him put away, but we needed the eggs. At this time, I'd like to illustrate, if I may, I'd like to take just a moment to illustrate some of my theories. Now, I have here in the studio a patient of mine, Mr. H.P. Would you step up, Mr. H.P.?
Thank you. Go.
Yeah. Now, for some time, Mr. H.P.'s wife has been referring to him by nickname. She calls him that big, fat drip. But this hurt his feelings, you know? And something clicked in his mind there. And today, Mr. H.P. thinks that he's a woodland brook.
Yes, indeed. He gurgle, gurgle, babble, babble, gurgle, gurgle, babble.
And now, at this time, I'd like to try to rid Mr. H.P. of this peculiar fixation by employing a modern analytical method. Now, concentrate, Mr. H.P. You should get a new Buick. A new Buick is a fine car. You should buy a new Buick. This is what is called auto-suggestion. But now, Mr. H.P., concentrate. You're completely cured. You no longer think that you're a woodland brook. Understand?
Yes, I am cured. I no longer think I am a brook.
Good, good. Isn't it amazing the way this treatment takes hold of the man?
Splash, 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 splash. Now I'm the Columbia River.
Columbia River. You're the Columbia River. Well, why are you laughing?
The salmon going upstream. They tickle. Ah!
Thank you, Roger Price. We'll be listening for you on the Radio Writers Show. Now, gang, we have three talented boys and two girls parading toward the old command microphone. We have George Becker, Joe Pryor, Chick Gale, Gilda Macon, Gladys Vesely. And they've attracted a lot of favorable attention singing in radio nightclubs and really clicked on the Bing Crosby Show. Here they are on your own show, The Skylark.
The Skylark sing, What Are You Gonna Do?
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when there is no one you can run around?
Where will you find the kind of love that awaits it on you?
Where will you find another fool that you can tell those lies, baby? What are you gonna do when there's a tingle on the telephone? What are you gonna do when there's a body you can call your own? Any shoulder you can cry upon. You'll never miss the honey till the bees are gone.
Baby,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do if you should leave me and it can't be fine? Run around, never myself a dime. With somebody new, what are you gonna do?
Find another fool that you can tell those big white lies.
What are you gonna do when there's a jingle on the telephone? You're alone. What are you gonna do when there's no one to call your own? Better think it over, bro.
Oh, that was swell, Skylark. That means lots of requests for encore.
Say, Lena, it's time for more culture, don't you think? So how's about calling in the fellow with the travelogue?
Huh? Oh, you're so right, Howard. Let's bring on that grand guy and charter member of Command Performance. The favorite of PFC, Frank Ludhill, Seaman First Class, Oscar Bloom, Joanne E. Newell, and all you other guys and gals. That lovable Gary the Big Haircut Moore!
Thank you. Thank you very much. I should just like to announce, ladies and gentlemen, I'm appearing on this program tonight through the courtesy of Drano. On the way down here tonight, my car got stuck in the Hyperion sewer. Only I could make it.
Oh, Gary, I'm so glad to see you. You're my idol. You know, Gary, I just love your waving hair.
Shucks, Lena, yours is just like mine.
Oh, and I love your cute little nose.
Yours is just like mine.
Oh, and that glowing skin.
Yours is just like mine.
And that beautiful shape of your physique.
Would you care to try a different category? Lena, my love, I am overjoyed at being here with you tonight.
Really happy?
Oh, I am as tickled as a small boy with an octopus in his union suit. Lena, my little racetrack, and I call you racetrack because I love the horse around. You are a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous girl.
Oh, Gary, don't get so excited. Gary, there are plenty of other fish in the sea.
Yeah, maybe so, but I like the way you wiggle your fins. Lena, my dear, you are in luck. You happen to be the ideal girl to try on the new bathing suit that I have just designed. It's a size 3.
But Gary, I'm a size 34. Suppose I put on your new bathing suit and it bursts. Gary, just suppose it bursts.
Miss Romaya, call me a courageous fool if you must, but I am willing to take that chance. Slip it on, and perhaps you too, in time, will find yourself advertising Dolly Madison cupcakes.
Hey, Gary, you gotta stop wasting time. You came here to give us a travelogue.
Oh, how are you give the lecture? You're a mutt with culture. You got an MA at UCLA, an LLD at MIT, and a high IQ at NYU.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Yeah, Lena, can you spare a cigarette?
How do you like that? Now he's trying to get an LSMFT at AFRS. Friends, I was invited here tonight because a lot of our boys overseas have been marrying English girls and bringing them back here. Now, some of these English brides may find it strange in this country, so I have brought a couple of them here tonight to give them a brief lecture on the United States.
Do proceed, Mr. Moore. As you speak, I shall listen intently.
You shall listen intently?
Yes, intently as two crumpets eat the pismo beef.
Very well, ladies, I now call the meeting to order. Dear ladies of England, I can't tell you how very happy we are to have you here with us tonight. As they say in your country, pip pip, chitty-o, and top hole. Well, as we said in America, hubba hubba.
What does hubba hubba mean?
Well, I can't tell you right here, but you're going to be terribly happy when you find out. Come with me now. Come with me now, dear ladies, on a brief tour of America. Or as they call it in England, the Dark Continent. We shall start our tour on the eastern seaboard, passing historic old Boston on the way.
Mr. Moore, are the people of Boston any different from the people elsewhere?
Well, dear lady, in Philadelphia, people walk about with their noses in the air as if they were smelling something. And in Boston, they look like they'd found it. Sightseeing tour of the quaint American village, the quaint American village of Brooklyn.
Oh, you see, I've heard of Brooklyn. It's a suburb of Texas.
Yes, it is. It's squeezed right in there between Fort Worth and Nova Scotia. Now, Brooklyn, dear ladies, Brooklyn is known especially for its quiet gentility and brotherhood. Should you ever lose your way in Brooklyn, you can merely ask a native, and he will be only too glad to reply.
Ah, shut up!
That's what I like, a conservative actor. After picking up your London Bridge work, we continue down the coast. We continue down the coast, and on the way we pass Philadelphia and the famous Philadelphia fish market. We pass Philadelphia. Somewhat west of that, we can see the beautiful town of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, a beautifully situated hamlet, lying as it does on the very spot where the Susquehanna River and the Ohio River meet. Hard water. Ladies, that these two great rivers meet to form the beautiful and world-famous Minnehaha Falls. Let us pause for a moment and listen to the Minnehaha Falls.
Ha! 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 Ha!
Yes, the Minnehaha Falls. falls are indeed a beautiful sight. But in recent years, they have dried up somewhat, and just this past season, the volume of Minnepaw Hunt.
Just this past season.
The volume of Minnehaha Falls was just about half.
Ha! Ha!
And thank you, Screen Guild players. However, we continue down the eastern seaboard, and before long, we have arrived at Washington, D.C. Here, ladies, is a photograph of Washington's monument. This monument was erected in memory of our first president, George Washington.
Peculiar-looking fellow, wasn't he? Very tall, and his head comes to a point.
Please, madam.
Washington, that's the fellow who got his face on the dollar bill.
Oh, a difficulty.
It is indeed. I can't even get my hands on one. But Washington, our capital city, contains many large government buildings, including the Social Security building. It is estimated, ladies, that in 50 years, half our population will be on Social Security.
Really? Where will the other half of the population be?
Same place they are now, on the Sunset Bus. But leaving the capital, we travel quickly to the far west and to Yellowstone Park. Yellowstone Park has many natural wonders, including a very famous geyser called Old Faithful. Old Faithful goes off every hour on the hour. Listen. Then next to Old Faithful is another and somewhat smaller geyser called Old Unreliable. As you notice, this never waits for any particular time. It just sort of lets go when it gets full. But ladies, those are a few of the high spots of our country, and I hope you will enjoy it here. By Jove, ladies, it is good. It is good to see you charming girls coming here to your husbands in America. Most of you have little babies, too, haven't you?
Oh, yes, and I have three babies. They're triplets.
Triplets? Well, by Jove.
No, by a private first class from Arkansas.
No.
Swell, Gary, and please don't run away. Let's turn to the classics. And have one of those wonderful operas by the famous impresario, Señor Garibaldi Moore.
Okay. Now, Lena, in tonight's performance, I sing the part of the hero, and the villain is played by that new funny man heard nightly over CBS, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Allen. Steve is the villain on our show. Listen, Miss Lena Romay will appear as the helpless stranger, and the special choral effects will, of course, be handled by our Mr. Howard Petrie.
Oh, lucky, lucky command performance, having Petrie here in person.
Oh, here we go, Maestro Perrier, the overture.
Tonight, our opera deals with a story that is forever new, a boy and a girl in love. It's the day of the wedding as they stand hand in hand, gazing happily into the rosy future. And from the young man's heart, there springs forth a song of purest rapture.
Oh, a rip, tip, tippy, and a hip, hip, hooray. I'm a shouting hallelujah, cause today's my wedding day. Hitched to a gal who is mild and mellow, with a voice like a flute, and shaped like a cello. Got the light, got the ring, got the shoes in the right. My hair slicked down, all shiny and nice. Got the tickets for the honeymoon, we're going on a boat. A hubba, hubba, hubba. Unquote.
Hot shot, hot shot, hot shot.
And I'm a little gal he's getting married to. I know he ain't much, but I guess he'll have to do. He ain't very bright, but you'll agree.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, shut.
Yeah, you.
Oh, shut.
He ain't very tall, but I think he's so cute. He's got hair like the nap on a blue serge suit. He looks like Adonis according to his mom.
I'm Adonis-looking man that you ever saw.
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Ha-cha. Ha-cha. Ha-cha.
And here comes the villain, folks, the village pawnbroker who is jealous of our hero. Let's call him.
Oi, torty, my happy little jerks. I'm here to throw a monkey wrench into the works. I'm the fella who sold him the ring, and he owes me $2 on the gold earned thing.
$2?
Yes, sir.
$2?
Yes, sir.
But the ring ain't worth Why, it's got no class.
Made out of genuine beer bottles, left. Gave you a discount on the model because I got 2 cents back on the model.
2 cents?
Yes, sir.
2 cents?
Yes, sir.
2 cents?
Yes, sir.
2 cents?
Yes, sir.
2 cents? Ladies and gentlemen, the foregoing dialogue was written entirely by hand. I think.
By hand?
Yes, sir.
By hand?
Yes, sir.
Hotcha! 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 I'm afraid that boy's been alone too long.
Oh, please, old man, won't you be a good scout?
If you can't pay the money, the weapon is out. The ring is mine, and if you can't pay the fee, the gal will just have to marry up with me.
Marry up with you? You want me to score?
Steve Allen, my dear, is the maiden's dream, and I always score. I'm a catch, that's all.
A catch? Oh, bounce away, you old foul ball.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've forgotten my line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hotcha! Hotcha! Hotcha!
Mr. Petrie, how would you like your head? One lump or two?
Who's that coming in the big limousine?
Yeah, it's the most important looking man that I ever seen. He looks like a judge. Yes, sirree.
Alcatraz, I hear you calling me.
Yes, sir.
Adju.
Yes, sir.
Adju.
I'm a lawyer, son, and my news is great. You just inherited your uncle's estate. He made some crooked deals, and the market totally shot him.
Oh, yeah? Well, where'd they get it?
7 points from the bottom.
Hoorah!
Hooray!
Hoorah!
Lackaday.
But tell me, Mr. Lawyer, how much do I get?
Well, I ain't deducted all the taxes yet, but you was left $1 million minus what they deduct.
I congratulate you, Gary. You get $2.
$2 I got that I can pay for the ring. I can have my wedding. And everything. Now, what do you say to that, you wicked old crook?
Well, for pity's sakes, I'm a washed-up schnook.
Hurrah!
Hooray!
Hurrah!
Accident!
So we're off on our honeymoon, we're off to the boat.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Unquote.
Where do I go, will somebody tell?
Well, as for you, you can go to Bellflower, California, where I... for station identification.
Good night, friend.
Thank you very much. Now, here's Dolly Madison Romay with some real music. What's it to be, Lena?
Well, here's a number for all the gang back at the Station Hospital, Fort J, New York. One that was written by Cole Porter for the Broadway musical, 50 Million Frenchmen, called Find Me a Primitive Man. When first that modern idea had burst, about save the women and children first, men had much more charm than they have today. Now, if only one of that type survives the very moment that he arrives, I know I'll fall in love in a great big way. I can't imagine being bad with any Stanford undergrad. I've no desire to be alone with Frank Sinatra's microphone. Nor would I faint with ecstasy if Charles Boy Jim had loved to me. So when I'm saying my prayers, I'll say, find me a primitive man, built on a primitive plan. Someone with vigor and vim. Oh, I don't mean the kind that belongs to a club, but the kind that has a club that belongs to him. I could be the personal slave of someone right out of the cave. For the only man that'll ever win me has to bring out the gypsy in me. Find me a primitive man. Now in days of old, when knights were bold, a woman did as she was told, or else wound up with both eyes black and blue. Nowadays you meet a guy, instead of being fierce, he's shy. Instead of saying boo, he just says woo. I want to meet a caveman who'd take me by the hand and beat my head against a tree until I understand that he's my lord and master and I'm in his command. That's why I say, find me a primitive man, built on a primitive plan. Someone with vigor and vim. I want a man like Carson. Woo! Oh, I could be the personal slave of someone right out of the cave. For the only man that'll ever win me has to bring out the gypsy in me. Find me a primitive man.
Careful, those guys will never get home. That was mighty fine, Lena, really.
Well, thank you, Gary. But you know, that opera was an awful lot of fun. And Howard Petrie, oh, I do love the way you do those hot shots.
Oh, it's nothing Toscanini couldn't do.
Oh, I mean it, Howard. When you're giving out with those choral effects, you look as dignified as that famous statesman, Senator Ford.
Yeah, that's true, you know, Howard. From the front, you look like a senator. From the back, you look like a Ford. Double parked, I may add.
All right. Well, thanks for asking us in, gang, and good night.
Yeah, lots of luck to you here, guys. Good night.
The program is arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.